the fight for spots is back on again. And that's going to probably be my year this year, is that I'm battling for my spot back into there's young guys coming through, and we saw young Samson Ryan come out and play a quarter against the D's and play really good footy. Is that I've got to play for my spot, and there's an element of that I love. Like, it sort of makes me like, right, I want to grab my spot, I want to be there on that first night.
If I'm a Richmond supporter, that is music to my ears, that Jack Riewoldt's got that fire in the belly and that he knows the competition's on. And what he's saying, right, is that they couldn't clunk one in that, albeit a practice match against Melbourne, and they brought on the young kid, Samson Ryan, and he went bang, 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 just started marking everything. So Jack would be sitting back going, righto, good, game on. And
yep,
I think that's a fantastic attitude to have for a bloke who's, you know, done everything you need to do in footy, who could easily have sort of put his feet up at the end of last year and said, no, I'm going to retire and wander off into the media, because he's pretty much assured of a spot there. But no, he's prepared to go on with no guarantee and fight really hard. I reckon that's great. Apologies. I said,
how much is Roger Goodall
on? I
said
I wasn't sure, and you said I was sure.
You seemed like you were sure.
I said I wasn't sure.
And?
Roger Goodall, $63.9 million a year. Gill's underpaid.
He's...
he needs to raise. $63 million bucks a year.
There's a lot of money in the NFL, Gary. A lot of money in that game.
Gross.
And the owners love him because of the way that he operates.
Thank you for whoever sent that message.
What's Adam Silver on? How much?
He's done about 20, I think.
Oh, well. Yeah.
15 or 20.
That's a lot less than enough. The players. A lot less than the highest paid players in the NBA.
Yeah.
Just on Jack. That's the way it is, though, isn't it? That's the way it should be. Like, when you get to, you know, that period of your footy career and you're in your 30s and the twilight zone of the game for you as an individual, that's the way it should be. Like, you should have to battle for your place in the team.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a healthy thing if a football club's operating like that, and there are no guarantees that he would have had those conversations with Dimmer. He would have set him down and said, mate, look, you offer a lot to this football club, you know, not in terms of just your on-field, but your off-field, all that sort of stuff is great, but you're at this stage of your footy career and we can't guarantee that you're going to be a walk-up start and play every week.
And
say, understand that before you embark upon another pre-season.
And he's already defied father time in general, because not many players continue to play at a really high level, you know, post 32, 33, whatever the case may be. This is another year on. So it's another – when we talked about this on Monday, when you're thinking about going again and you're in the twilight of your career, it's not about going again for the preseason, because that's in front of you. You can make your decision for that and go, I think I can get through that. Can you still be going at round 18 in 6 months' time? That when you're 34, that's like three extra years by the time you get there.
It's the weekly grind, though, too, isn't it? Getting yourself up to play. As you get older, you get sore. It's harder and harder to get from training session to training sessions, from game to game. I mean, all that's an accumulation of the work that your body has done over a period of time. And you're quite right. Like, for the Tigers, are they looking at Jack and thinking, okay, we're gonna nurse Jack through the year because we want him available for the last month of football? Or are we looking at Jack as somebody that may help us get to the last month of the season?
And the thing about it is, and this is the decision that you make, by playing Jack, do we not see the Ryan kid, right? That, and then the Ryan kid comes on in the last quarter against May and Lever and Petty and takes four contested marks or whatever the case was. So then you go, hang on, this is what happens. He's not a list clogger, Jack. He absolutely earns a right to be there and earns a right to play. But when you've got someone who's served you so well, the tendency is to go for them, and you might not see what's under your nose just emerging.
If you think about what Geelong did last year, though, with Joel Selwood, right, they had a clear plan at the beginning of the season and they were going to play him. You know, they would have mapped out exactly what games that they were going to identify him to play in right throughout the course of the year. That was all designed so that they believed that he was going to be cherry ripe for the last month, and which he was, like right through the final series and played off in the grand final.
Beautifully handled.
Unbelievable. I don't think that Richmond are really necessarily thinking of Jack like that, do you? Because
that depends on whether these other, when you've got midfielders, you've got more capacity to run players through so you can rest. When you've got a set number of forwards, but if one emerges, then pressure comes on.